Section 5, Special Driving Conditions. 5A, Interstate Driving. Interstate refers to any controlled access multi-lane highway. 5A-1, Entering the Interstate. Check for a gap in traffic in the nearest lane. When using the entrance ramps, notice the solid white line to the left. The solid white line separates lanes of traffic going in the same direction. When the broken white line begins, adjust your speed, use your turn signal, and merge into a traffic gap when safe to do so. 5A-2, Driving on the Interstate. Maintain steady speed. Keep pace with other traffic. Obey posted speed limits. Slower traffic, keep to the right. Be alert at entrance ramps for vehicles entering the interstate. If safe, signal and move left to allow them a smooth, safe entry. Avoid unnecessary lane changing. Stay in the right lane unless overtaking and passing another vehicle. Signal lane changes. Pass with caution. Check your blind spots when making lane changes. If you miss your exit, go on to the next exit. Backing up or using emergency crossover points on the interstate is prohibited. Never cross the median of the interstate highway. Minimum speed on the interstate is 40 miles per hour. 5A-3, Leaving the Interstate. Plan ahead. Watch for exit signs and the proper lane position for those exits. Signal and move into the proper lane a mile or more before the intended exit. Slow after moving into the deceleration lane. Check advised ramp speed. Once off the interstate, be aware of the two-way traffic and check posted speed limit. 5B, Driving at Night. Darkness demands increased driver attention. Reduced visibility, glare from oncoming headlights, deer crossing the road, and eye strain can all combine to make night driving hazardous. Headlights must be used from sunset to sunrise. Turn on low beams when daylight begins to fade to help others see you. Driving with parking lights only is unlawful. When approaching another vehicle from the front or rear, auxiliary driving lights should be turned off at the same time the vehicle's headlights are required to be dimmed. Speed should be adjusted to safely stop within the area illuminated by the headlights. Use high beams on open highways. Dim headlights when following within 200 feet of another vehicle and when meeting oncoming vehicles. If the oncoming lights are blinding, do not look directly at the vehicle, but look toward the right edge of the road. A clean windshield, inside and out, helps reduce the glare from oncoming vehicles. Keep eyes moving. Eye strain, fatigue, and lack of concentration can be the result of staring at the spot created by the headlights. 5C, Adverse Weather Conditions. 5C-1, Rain. Reduce speed in relation to road surface condition. Hydroplaning occurs when tires ride on a thin film of water instead of the road. To prevent hydroplaning, slow down. It may be necessary to disengage cruise control. Increase your following distance. Use low-beam headlights. 5C-2, Flooding. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night, when visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the waters to subside. 5C-3, Fog. Use low-beam headlights. Reduce speed and proceed with extreme caution. Travel on roadway with posted speeds of 40 miles per hour or more is not recommended when visibility is less than 1/4 of a mile. 5C-4, high wind. Wind can be a problem for all vehicles, especially small and high-profile vehicles. Watch for open spaces after driving in a protected area. Be ready to make steering corrections because of changes in the wind. When meeting large trucks and buses, be alert for possible steering corrections because of sudden wind changes. Be alert to high wind advisories when traveling. 5C-5, snow and ice. Reduce speed and proceed with extreme caution. Increase following distance. Keep windows clear. Make speed and directional changes gradually. Do not use cruise control. Vehicles not equipped with anti-lock, ABS, brakes, pump brake pedal to keep brakes from locking up. There is no steering control unless the tires are rolling. Vehicles equipped with anti-lock, ABS, brakes, press brake pedal firmly. Do not pump brakes. When going uphill, apply just enough power to maintain speed, but not enough to cause wheels to spin. Studded tires are only lawful from November 1 to April 1. 5C-6, blizzards. Blizzards are among the worst kinds of conditions for driving. It combines the limited visibility of fog, the slippery roads found with ice and snow, and the unexpected steering corrections of wind. Driving is not advised in these conditions. If stranded, don't panic. Stay with the vehicle. Open a window slightly for fresh air. Conserve fuel. Run the engine and heater sparingly and only with a slightly open window for ventilation. Keep snow from blocking exhaust, tail pipe. Use your emergency flashers to make your car more visible to work crews. Turn your dome light on at night. If more than one person is in the car, take turns keeping watch and sleeping. 5D, driving emergencies. 5D-1, wheels drop off roadway or pavement edge. Hold steering wheel firmly and steer so wheels straddle the edge of the roadway. Don't attempt to turn back onto the roadway immediately. Reduce speed, check traffic, gradually turn back onto the roadway when it is safe to do so, staying in the driving lane. 5E, distracted, aggressive driving. 5E-1, distracted driving. Driving is a skill that requires your full attention to safely control your vehicle and respond to events happening on the roads around you. Driving involves constant and complex coordination between your mind and body. Events or things that prevent you from operating your car safely are distractions. There are three main types of distraction. Visual, taking your eyes off the road. Manual, taking your hands off the wheel. And cognitive, taking your mind, focus, off the driving task. Some distractions, like text message, involve all three. In 2016, 3,450 people were killed in distracted driving-related crashes in the U.S. Nearly 1 in 5 of those deaths involved reports of cell phone use. An additional 391,000 people were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving a distracted driver. Drivers who use handheld cell phones are 4 times more likely to get into crashes serious enough to injure themselves. Studies reveal that physically dialing a phone while driving increases the risk of a crash as much as 6 times. Reprogramming a global positioning system, GPS, navigation device while driving requires the same attention as dialing a cell phone. Studies reveal that text messaging increases a driver's crash risk by 23 times. Sending or receiving a text takes a driver's eyes from the road for an average of 4.6 seconds, the equivalent at 55 miles per hour of driving the length of an entire football field blindfolded. The fine for texting and driving is $200 to $500. Some drivers are using hands-free cell phones, which do not reduce the distraction. the area of the brain responsible for processing moving visual information, a vital part of driving, has 37% less capacity to gather and process critical driving data and instead focuses on the cell phone conversation. It's the conversation, not the device, that creates the danger. Some other distractions while driving are eating, reading, removing a coat, picking up something on the floorboard, applying makeup, and changing a CD. Are you being driven to distraction? What do children, friends, and pets all have in common? All can be a dangerous distraction to you while you are driving. Teach your young children that driving is an important job and that you must concentrate when you are behind the wheel. Buckle up your children properly. Give them distractions, books, games, or other appropriate toys to occupy their time. If you need to attend to your children, pull over to a safe place. Don't try to handle children while you are driving. When you are driving with friends and/or relatives, establish some strategies to keep your passengers under control. A carload of friends can be very distracting with loud talking, quarreling over music selections, or horseplay. Arguments and other disturbing conversations should be held in a safe, appropriate place, not while you are driving in your vehicle. A loose pet in a moving vehicle can be very dangerous. Properly secure your pet in a pet carrier, portable kennel, or specially designed pet harness when you are driving. Never allow your pet to sit on your lap while you are driving your vehicle. Turning dials can turn your head. Making destination entries on an in-vehicle navigation system, radio surfing for a good song, or adjusting your vehicle's climate controls are distracting activities that can put you in danger of a vehicle crash or near crash. The availability of in-vehicle internet and email access from cell, smartphones, and other portable devices are added distractions that increase your risk of a crash if you engage in these activities while driving. Adjust vehicle controls, climate controls, mirrors, radio, seat, etc., before you begin to drive. Check your email, voicemail, and any other portable devices you have before you begin driving. Take advantage of normal stops to adjust controls. Ask your passengers to adjust the radio, climate control, navigation system, etc. for you. Looks can kill. Looking out your window at what you are passing while you are driving can be a distraction if you are concentrating on getting a good look at a crash scene, a vehicle pulled over by law enforcement, construction work, a billboard advertisement, a scenic view, street names, and address. Always focus on your driving. It's crucial that you remain alert while on the road to arrive at your destination safely. In Nebraska, it is illegal. Use a handheld wireless communication device to read, type, or send written communication while operating a motor vehicle. Other specific primary offense laws apply to operators of commercial motor vehicles. To operate upon any public roadway, a vehicle which is equipped with a television set with the viewing screen that is visible to the driver while operating such vehicle. 5E-2. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving is driving behavior that is frightening or rude to other drivers. Examples of aggressive driving include, but are not limited to, tailgating, cutting off other drivers, running red lights, and failing to yield to other vehicles. Avoid driving when angry or upset. Treat other motorists as you expect to be treated. 5F. Drowsy or fatigued driving is dangerous driving. In order to be the best and safest driver, you must be well-rested and alert. Driver fatigue and falling asleep behind the wheel are factors in many crashes resulting in death and injury. Tips from the National Sleep Foundation to avoid being involved in a sleep or fatigued-related crash are to get enough sleep before a trip. If you are drowsy, don't drive. Pull over to a safe area as soon as you can and take a short nap. As little as 10 to 20 minutes of sleep can make a big difference. Take a mid-afternoon break and avoid driving in the early morning and late at night. Know the signs of driving fatigue, falling asleep at stop signs, yawning, heavy eyelids, difficulty remembering the last few miles driven, missing road signs, unplanned lane changes, head nodding or driving off the road, or hitting rumble strips. Talk to a passenger and change drivers. Listen to talk radio or listen to a talking book recording. What does not work in preventing drowsiness? Rolling down a window, chewing gum, or turning up the radio. Caffeine, energy drinks, and other stimulants are not reliable for staying alert. Talking on a cell phone or texting should never be used to stay awake. 5G, defensive driving. Simply put, defensive driving means driving alertly to prevent crashes. 5G-1, techniques. Develop the following defensive driving techniques. Scan ahead to the sides and behind you. Learn to read the road. Look ahead. Take in the situation on the road at least 10 to 15 seconds ahead. Look to the sides. At places where other cars, people, or animals may cross your path, look to both sides and be sure that the way is clear. Don't rely on traffic lights. Check traffic left and right before entering an intersection. After a light change, someone may run the light. Look behind. Check the traffic behind at least every 10 seconds when changing lanes, backing up, slowing, or driving down steep hills. Blind spot. When changing lanes, glance over your shoulder to be sure no one is in the blind spot. This is the area to the side of a vehicle which cannot be seen in mirrors. Communicate. Use turn signals when changing lanes, turning at intersections, entering freeways, pulling away from curbs, or pulling off roads. Signal intentions at least 100 feet before planning to change direction. Use headlights anytime you have difficulty seeing other vehicles. Use headlights whenever using windshield wipers. Sound a sharp blast on the horn to alert another of an immediate danger of a collision. Quickly tap brakes several times when slowing down to warn drivers behind you. Isolate. Keep a cushion of space from other vehicles to have time to react to emergencies and avoid collisions. Stay in the middle of the lane and make sure there is enough room ahead and behind to pass or stop safely. Use the 3-second rule to determine safe following distance. Here's how it works. 1. Watch the vehicle ahead pass some fixed point, such as an overpass, sign, fence, corner, or other marker. 2. Count the seconds it takes to reach the same spot in the roadway. 3. Reaching the mark before 3 seconds pass is following too closely. 4. Slow down and increase following distance. Note, the 3-second rule is a minimum requirement and should be increased by 1 second for each adversity factor encountered, rain, heavy traffic, etc. Maintain space on both sides of the vehicle. On two-way streets, it's equally important to leave room between oncoming traffic and parked cars. Keep space behind by keeping a steady speed and signaling in advance whenever slowing or stopping.